Okay, we're speaking with Dr. Pascal, who will be contesting as an independent candidate for the St. Joseph constituency. First off, Doc, I mean, a lot has been said, but tell us why you decided to put yourself in that.
Where can I? Thank you for this, but I think, based on your question, there are two things we need to clarify from the beginning. I am not an independent candidate, and I don't know what you mean by that. You will have to define for me what you mean by that. Why I decided to put myself in that? I am not sure I put myself in anything.
Well, the politics.
I haven't put myself in politics either, because I don't consider anything I do politics. I consider I am just living my life, and some things I do in my life, some people call that politics, but for me, I don't give it that identity at all. I don't.
So what would you say would be the reason or reasons why you decided to make that contribution, if I may put it that way?
Yes, yes. I decided to live my life that way. Really and truly, it was, I had come from a meeting with the police hierarchy on behalf of the Coalition for Electoral Reform. They had asked me to, if I would mind being one of the people representing them in that meeting. And after that meeting, I was just talking to somebody who I should have seen during the day, but because of the meeting, I didn't see them. So we were talking about, I had missed it, that engagement. And they mentioned to me, they asked me a question, what happens if 21, the question was, does the electoral office have emblems for 21 independent candidates? And I said, I don't know. And then after she left, I asked myself, but really and truly, do they have enough emblems for 21 independent candidates? And then I started to think about it, and I said, but if they are 21 independent candidates, and I started to think about it a little bit, and I started to realize that up until that time, which was the Wednesday or the Tuesday before nomination day, that it seemed that the government would have continued as the government if there were no independent candidates, or there were not at least 12 independent candidates to force the government to continue as 3 more weeks before the so-called snap election on December the 6th. So that's all. That's all that motivated me, because up until that time, my hope was that the people of this country would have shut down the country to prevent nomination. That's what I had hoped, but as you know, things hoped for don't always materialize. So seeing that hope was dwindling right in front of my eyes, and here I was getting something that I felt was, you know what they say, wisdom comes from the simplest of places. And I thought, well, that's just something that needs to be explored. So that's what I did, explored it and looked at it and said, yes, that is a possibility that could delay the government continuing to be the government on that Friday, the day of nomination, which was the 18th of November. So that's all. And I thought about it, and I felt, well, it made sense. And I took the opportunity, going on the radio, which I normally do, it's my normal life from time to time, when there are things that I think may inform the public in or the society in which I live, I share it. It's not the first time. I've been doing that for over 25 years. So this was nothing unusual for me. That's why I say, for me, it wasn't politics. Somebody else can call it politics, but for me, it was just how I live my normal life.
And you feel satisfied and justified that way was the right way to go?
Well, I don't know about right or wrong way. It was just the way my spirit motivated me to act. I don't know if that's, somebody else will have to judge whether that's right or wrong, but for me, it's just how I felt, following my heart and my spirit, my conscience, I could act to achieve something that I wanted to achieve, which was to prolong the time that those of us who were opposed to this idea of a snap election, who saw it as something that wasn't consistent with what we've been taught is supposed to be democracy. So that was the objective, and I felt when I woke up on Friday morning that other people felt the same way, and on Friday morning, or Saturday morning really, that I woke up to the joy of the blessing, of blessing, whatever you call it, because interestingly, that Saturday morning was my 64th birthday, or Earth Day as I like to say. So I could have got no better gift for my 64th birthday, and I thought I should thank everybody who contributed to that. I mean, even Mr. Skerritt should be thanked for that, because that he participated in giving me this gift on my Earth Day. So how can I ignore that?
What, in terms of the supports, this is one of your B's. In terms of the support, what sort of support that will you say that you have from the people? Because you would have been motivated, and I'm pretty sure some people spoke with you prior to that.
No, I consulted nobody, because I consult no one for what I do in my life. I don't consult anybody what to do when I wake up in the morning, whether I should come to my office, whether I should eat okras or eat. I don't consult people for that. So I consulted no one. There was no one for me to consult. I am at a stage of my life where so long I don't consult people to what I do. So there was no consultation. You have to believe that. It's up to you to believe it or not.
But now, since you are in the ring, you are in the ring, people would have come to you to talk to you.
Okay, well, you use these terms about in the ring and running. That's what that has been the irritating fact for me, because that is why I felt the need to have this little town hall meeting to explain those things, because what I realize is that people have given their own identities or their own whatever to what I do, not realizing that that may be the opposite of what the identity I give to what I do. So I did not see myself in any ring. I did not see myself, I had jumped into any ring for a fight. I don't fight if anything or anybody. So I am not in any ring, and that's the only thing I know we go in rings for, is to fight. But I'm not in any fight. The issue was that I did something at a point in time that I felt I needed to do. That's all. Now, if you're talking about what has happened since then, which is maybe the reason why we're having this discussion, is because I realized that everybody, especially those who were close to me, were quite confused about what they... And I realized they were confused because they had made certain assumptions about me, that I maybe was a UWPI, that I was a labor right, and they were all wrong. So I think I needed to correct that. And that is something that I think is part of the issue, because I mean, I don't know how we can just look at people and just decide we know them. When we know, you never judge a book by its cover. When we know that, what's the other one they have like that? Looks are deceiving. But I realize that there's a little bit of an issue for me here, because people are just judging me by what they see. Not even asking me a question, but deciding they are judging me without even knowing me. And I'm realized that is what's been happening really, especially with these elections.
Isn't it because of your utterances?
I don't know. I'll have to ask them, or you'll have to ask them. But all I know, what I know is that they have been judging me without knowing me. For whatever the reason is not my, that's not my issue. My challenge is that I realize, hey, but I wasn't too surprised, because I should not have been too surprised, because that's how we seem to behave in Dominica. We judge the book by cover. We say looks is deceiving, you know, but without even examining what we're doing, we just do it based on what we see or what we feel or what we... So that is what I think urged me to come out and have this town hall meeting.
How has it been?
I have never had a town hall meeting except when I was a district medical officer in St. Joseph and we had these education sessions at night. I have never had a town hall meeting in my whole life.
So how has it been on the ground for you?
On the ground?
Yes, on the
ground. But I'm always on the ground. What do you mean?
Well, you had a town hall meeting, you would have
been. Oh, how about, but my life just continued as normally as it did. Because the town hall meeting was for me to explain to the unfortunate people in St. Joseph who, by me nominating myself, maybe had an expectation or hoped. For them, it meant I was going to be a candidate in some corrupt snap election. That's what it meant to them. So I needed to correct that. Because that was never my intention. And I was, as I said before, I was a little bit disappointed in them that they didn't call me and tell me I should not be. Oh no, well, some of them did. At least 60% of those I polled told me they did not want me to get involved in that. So, but I'm surprised at the other 40% who decided that, you know, they must act and want me to get in that, because if they know me well, the people of St. Joseph have been asking me to be their representative for over 15 years. And I've always told them no. And I've always told them that the only way I can see me doing that is if they can show me a referendum where the ones that have been bugging me, where 50% of the people in the constituency say they would like me to represent them. Those are the conditions under which I would even give it a thought.
So, having done that, where are we now?
Okay, where am I now? I can't tell you where you are. I don't know about we. I can tell you where I am.
Where are you now?
Yeah. My position is simple. That I corrected something I thought I needed to correct.
The misrepresentation.
Yes, the misunderstanding. I never had no representative. The misunderstanding that I had created by my actions. And I think I have done what I think the best I can to correct that. And I am back to where I was, which is that this so-called snap election is not really representative of the democratic process that we are supposed to be based in our daily lives on. I think, number one, even the fact that it was snap already is a problem for me, because I think for these important type of decisions in our lives, we need time and we need reflection, and that's what I do. We don't need any rush snap decisions, because anything that snap is broken, as far as everybody knows. So we shouldn't just minimize the fact that it's a snap election, because when you look up on Google what the definition of snap election is, basically saying that it is done for the advantage of the person who caused the snap election. It is not done for the democratic process. It is not done to enhance the lives of the people living under that democratic process. It says, and it's not my words, it's what the definition of snap election says. So I think I am back to that position that I was before, which is that everything should be done to delegitimize, that's a big word, but to show the fraud it is for the ordinary people. Because it's all these big words we use and think that we don't even explain what it is that I think is confusing the people. Because it's, in my opinion, it is that the election is already decided. If the election is based on what existed before, and if the only change is more of what existed before. So if we all accept what existed before was corrupt and immoral, and we have more of it, then the decision is already made, unknown, and we know what the decision was. So we'll get more of the old decision. So as far as I'm concerned, the results of the election are already known. The issue for the ordinary Dominican is to, in my view, to demonstrate that result is not their result. That result is a fraud, is a fake, because it comes from a snap election. So I think it's important to assist the people who feel betrayed by having to deal with a snap election that has no reform in it, that is goes against a promise that was made to them. I think they need to find a way to demonstrate, if they are really disgusted by it, some way to demonstrate their disgust and their dissatisfaction and demonstrate that they can do something for themselves when they have to. Because if they think it's so serious, and if they think it's so holy, and somebody is corrupting what they think holy, I think they should do what they can to defend it. And so where I am now is to suggest ways to them that they can act in that regard. I can't tell them what to do. I can just suggest to them the things I would have had recourse to if I were in their position.
If you were to be elected, what would be some of your plans for the people of the constituency?
Elected in what and when? From what process?
Well, the election.
But I am not in part of the election. I just told you I'm not a candidate.
You're not a candidate, you pull out?
But of course. I was never in. I never went in to be a candidate. You see, it's the same thing about definition. I, as I said, I did not go in to be an independent candidate. I went in for a specific purpose. So I think either I don't understand the English language or others don't. So that's the problem with the slave master's language, trying to use it to liberate yourself. The issue is that I would like to define what I did, not use a word that somebody else has created. What I am saying is that what I did was I did it as an independent Dominican acting independently.
Yes.
That's all I did. If that is a definition of an independent candidate in a snap election, well, that's not my definition.
And you are also saying that you have since pulled out.
But I never got in. I don't have emblem. I don't have color. I have had none of the paraphernalia associated with given to me. So how can I be in it?
So you said you did not get nominated? Is that what you said?
I got nominated, but yeah. I did not get, you know, all these legal things. You get nominated for something, but to really validate that, just like voting, to really validate voting, you must have an informed voter, you must have an independent judiciary, you must have an active civil society. Otherwise, the voting isn't validated. To validate being a candidate, you must get the instruments, they call it, I think, to be validated, which is your emblem, your color, your instructions. I haven't got that yet.
You haven't gotten that yet?
No.
But you've paid the $500 that's required for the treasury.
Well, that will be withdrawn 7 days before December the 6th, which is tomorrow.
So you're going to withdraw that tomorrow?
But it's already withdrawn as far as I'm concerned. I'm just going through the motion right now because I was never in it. In my head. No, in other people's head. So that's why I get the need for the... Because that was never in my head. I just thought, when I did this, if it succeed on the Sunday or the Monday, I just say, well, I'm finished with that. I tried. It didn't work. We still have the old government. And life goes on. That's how I looked at it. I didn't realize there was all this rigmarole to take your name off ballot because people can now go and you can encourage voting because your name is not on the ballot. So I will withdraw it.
You're withdrawing now on the record?
Well, yeah, but I haven't done it
formally.
So since I formally got nominated, I will formally withdraw it.
Yes.
And all those I encourage to have this independent action, or anybody who had this independent action because of my suggestion, I would encourage them to withdraw the $500 because there's no way, based on the fact that nothing has changed in the electoral process or the voting, that they will not lose their ballot. They will not lose their deposit.
Because that is what I was coming to.
I am sure they will. Because the results of the election has already been decided. So you're acting in something where the results is already known, and you're actually participating in a process that is, for me, the best description I could give it is voting for a dictatorship. You have actually participated in vote. Anybody who ascribes to all the acts related to this process we call a snap election on December the 6th, in my view, not in their view, a legitimate vote, or a vote that is not tainted or spoiled or something, is a vote for dictatorship. Because if we look up the definition of a dictatorship, you cannot tell me that those who say they are so whatever can read and write, and discriminating against people that cannot read and write, they can go and look it up. What is the definition of a dictatorship? And see if anybody who is going to be voting on December the 6th is voting for a dictatorship or a democratic process. Sister, that's all. Everybody can do it for themselves, because everybody can go on Google and check it for themselves. When I checked it, I realized that to participate in that in any way without corrupting it, that's not the real corruption part. Now, what I think we should be doing, I'd like to see what we should do. What I think I would encourage people to do is corrupt the corrupt process further by either not participating in it, or if you participate in it, make that a form of protest by writing something like reform on the ballot, or putting a big X. That is how I think is the last thing the ordinary Dominican has. There may be others, I don't know, but based on what I can see, because I can only see so far, but I think that is one of the things that somebody can still protest against this thing, by corrupting the already corrupt process. Because if it's corrupt already, I mean, why not?
But did you think of that before putting your name?
No, because that was not mine. I'm saying this is a consequence of having acted. Mm-hmm. And since in my life, I have learned to understand that I can never know all the consequences of having acted. This is just a consequence of having acted. And that's how I live my life. I learned to deal with my unmet expectations and the consequences that I didn't foresee.
So that is a point whereby you should have consulted.
Well, I did not, so it's no sense wasting about my time about what I should have done. I don't waste time on what I should have done.
Reform. Lots has been said about reform. What are your own views about electoral reform?
I'll give it to you in, what they say, in two words. Well, three. Electoral reform, no four, is a must. You know why? In my view, it's the thing about it is the really and truly the use of language. We don't understand the extent to which, if you don't have your own language, that's why speaking Creole and Afwawi and so is so important. If you don't have your own language, you're already at a disadvantage in the fight for your rights as a human being. For me, the word reform is just a fancy word for change. Change, let's change the process, because we're doing the same thing all the time and we don't like the result. So if we don't like the result, the only thing that is constant in life, that is sacred in life, outside of life itself, to me is change. Because change is a must. So if we just take the word reform and we put change in it, because that's what all reform is. Reform is saying we're changing the thing. And I don't know why we discriminate against the people that cannot read and write in our so-called election process, but yet those of us who can read and write, we're confusing them. Because that's all it is. Change. Change is the one constant in all our lives, whether we like it or not, whether we are aware of it or not. So for me, it is elementary. It's basic.
Your message to the people, the general populace of Dominica.
About what?
About anything, election.
But I have no message for nobody. All I can tell people is that...
You have somebody they listen to.
Oh, you have any evidence to support that? You may listen to me, but don't go saying before you've done the polls that people listen to me, because that's what everybody is saying about me and St. Joseph. And I go to St. Joseph and somebody needs to explain to me why only 30 or so people turned up for a town hall meeting, that more than that, I am sure more than 30 people heard about it. I am sure at least 200 people heard about it. So 30 people turned up. So that's the evidence that really questions all your preconceived ideas about me, and that's it. So all I can say, if I have to say anything to Dominican people, because I love Dominican people and that's why I live here, and it's the Dominican people that have done most of what they have done for me to be who I am today and enjoy whatever I enjoy in Dominica. So the basic thing, the only thing I can really say is that for me, it's, I can't tell them what it is for me. This is not a, this is not about a struggle for voting rights and democracy or all of that. It's really for the right to be a human, to be respected as a human, to be, to feel that you are as equal as any other human being, to feel that people are not abusing your weakness and your ignorance, and you need to do something about it, because nobody else can, you, nobody else but you can make you human. Nobody else. So for me, it's more about that. The right, like I have the right, you see how I have the right to whatever I think, I come and I say, and I free up my spirit, and I am free. That's what I would like to share with Dominicans. And anything that's getting in the way of that, it's not anybody else's responsibility to get it out of the way. It's each individual's responsibility. And I think if we start there, we will get a little bit of healing. It will heal the human spirit in Dominica, because I think the human spirit in Dominica needs healing. I'm a physician, so I should know. And healing don't mean cure, you know. Healing just means you're not in, you're in a little bit more pleasure and less pain. That's what healing really means. That's why doctors only relieve pain and suffering. That's what healing is. Healing don't mean you don't have difficulties. Healing doesn't mean everything is nice. Healing means you're in less pain and less suffering today than you were yesterday. So it's a daily thing. It's a work in progress. It never ends. So that's what I would like to share with those who dare to listen to the word from me or whatever I say.
Okay. Thanks, Doc.